I believe that they have paid their debt to society, and that the parole concurs with my assessment, and it will be their decision. They will be released accordingly.
The DA wants the Menendez brothers out. It's October 24th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships.
I've never seen that many reporters, cameras, and other people inside that DA's conference room than I saw today.
I'm Alex Silverman.
He also could have announced it, by the way, on November 6th, November 7th, November 8th. There is no time deadline on his resentencing request, other than George Gaston using it because he's in a desperate situation, 30 points down in the polls.
We'll have a lot of news and views.
If it were my plan, I think resentencing would be the right way to go.
On today's big announcement from the Hall of Justice. It's coming up, but first this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. The LA County DA, George Gascon, says the Menendez brothers should be eligible for parole, should be eligible to get out of prison now. That was the announcement. People across America were holding their breath for today, with a whole new generation gripped by the case, thanks to the Netflix show. My colleague Pete Demetrio was in the room. I'll let him set the scene first.
I've never seen that many reporters, cameras, and other people inside that DA's conference room than I saw today. It was probably close to 50 cameras, people with all kinds of iPhones sending stuff and streaming stuff. You also had members of the Menendez family. You had members of the DA staff and reporters. I would say close to 100 people. I'm surprised the fire marshal didn't shut it down. The mood, I would describe it as being intense and attentive. People were listening to every word that the DA was saying.
Okay, so here is a clip of Gascon laying out the case for why the Menendez brothers' sentence of life in prison without parole should be revised, and they should essentially get out after spending the last 35 years locked up.
When you look at the case of the Menendez brothers, you see two very young people. One was 19 and the other one was 21. When they committed this horrible acts, and I want to underline, they were horrible acts. There is no excuse for murder, and I will never imply that what we're doing here is to excuse that behavior, because even if you get abused, the right path is to call the police, seek help. But I understand also how sometimes people get desperate. We often see women, for instance, that have been battered for years, and sometimes they will murder their abuser out of desperation. And I do believe that the brothers were subjected to a tremendous amount of dysfunction in the home and molestation. But they went to prison for life without the possibility of parole, which meant that certainly under the law at that time, they had no hopes of ever getting out. They could have done what many other people do, which is basically said, you know what, I'm here for the rest of my life, so I'm going to do whatever. I'm going to misbehave, I'm going to join gangs, I'm going to live the life of the prison. But they never did that. To the contrary, even though they didn't think that they would ever be left free, they engage in a different journey, a journey of redemption and a journey of rehabilitation. And often the people that begin their journey of rehabilitation and redemption in prison is often very internal. And what they do, and one of our lawyers pointed out this today, is usually the path is people try to further their education, do things for self-improvement, which the brothers have done, by the way. But it's more unique, or more less usual, I guess, when people not only do that, but they also begin to engage in ways to make life for others better. And in this case, the brothers have been doing so for a very long time.
Okay, so there is Gascon making the case. Some family members in attendance at the news conference, too. A niece of Jose Menendez called the DA's decision brave and necessary and said it means Lyle and Eric can finally begin to heal from the trauma of their past. One interesting thing the DA said was that he expects that there might be people from his office in court opposing the decision. He said it was certainly not unanimous within his office, but it's ultimately his decision. He's denied, by the way, the timing is political with the election coming around in less than 2 weeks. And complicating this potentially is the fact that a new DA could take over around the time a judge is ruling on this. If Nathan Hochman wins the election and he's polling ahead by about 30 points, he would take office in early December. Here is Nathan Hochman talking with our Charles Feldman about Gascon's decision today. And, you know, notably, he's playing it kind of down the middle when it comes to the decision itself, talking more about the politics around it.
Was it a proper decision or not?
See, in order to answer that question, Charles, I would have to have access to the confidential thousands of pages of prison files. I would have had to have reviewed the trial transcripts, spoken to the prosecutors, spoken to defense attorneys, met with and spoken to the experts and reviewed all the evidence. So I'm not in a position right now, since I don't have that access or haven't done that thorough review, to answer whether or not this particular resentencing request was appropriate. What I can absolutely say is that the habeas petition came in May of 2023. The resentencing request came in February 2024. So that's somewhere between, 10 to 16 months ago. And George Gascon at any point could have said back in 2023 or early 2024, we're going to go forward with a resentencing motion. But he has kept the Menendezes in prison from having that resentencing motion heard an additional 8 to 16 months if he truly believed that it was appropriate. Instead, he waits 12 days before the November 5th election.
Okay, so that's the perspective of Nathan Hochman, who's running against Gascon, who very well might be the next DA of L.A. County. So where does it go from here? Here's former federal prosecutor, attorney Nima Ramani, explaining what could happen after the formal recommendation goes to the court.
Well, the judge, William Ryan, has to schedule a hearing within 30 days. So this is going to move pretty quickly. And obviously, the timing of all this matters a lot with respect to the election. So assuming that George Gascon recommends time served, Judge Ryan can do one of a few things. He can reject it outright because the brothers pose an unreasonable risk of danger to the public. Then the parties can appeal, but obviously that may push this whole thing out until the Nathan Hochman era. The judge can agree to the recommendation, in which case, as soon as the California Department of Corrections processes the brothers, they'll be out. So they may be out before Thanksgiving. The third possibility is that the judge says, you know what, I'm going to resentence the brothers, but not to time served, but maybe something like 25 to life, which most murderers get, absent special circumstances, or 50 to life, because there were two victims. In that case, once the brothers serve their time, they'll be eligible for parole, but they'll have to go before the parole board like any other criminal defendant. And of course, Gavin Newsom can reject that recommendation. So those are the three possibilities.
Criminal defense attorney Lauren Johnson Norris, we talked with her too. She explained why Gascon's decision makes sense in her view.
If it were my client, I think resentencing would be the right way to go. And the reason I think that is because that seems like an easier lift than a retrial when it comes to the fact that these men have already done so much time, right? So let's say that there was a new trial and you're starting over. Okay, who would want to go through that again? Even if they were able to present that evidence at this time, you can't go back in time to really the lives that have already been led and the time that's been served in prison. So the more just outcome, I think, involves resentencing and considering the facts that were missed at trial.
Johnson Norris says true crime documentaries like the one that initially brought this evidence to light can be helpful in the future.
You're going to have differently informed jurors sitting on these cases. So the population of jurors tend to skew older. They tend to be more retired people, people who are able to take off of work. If they do work, they continue to get paid and serve on these juries. And they tend to come from certain positions of privilege in life. So to be able to take off that time away from work. But as we see, even that population, as well as the general population, become more educated about child sexual abuse, the effects of post-traumatic stress disorder, through documentaries, through their news feeds on social media, we're going to have jurors who have a wider perspective of the psychological research and the effects that it can have on individuals.
And so now we wait for a hearing date to be set and for a judge to weigh in on whether the Menendez brothers should be eligible to get out of prison after 35 years. Keep up with the case anytime. KNX News, 97.1 FM in LA. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app and search for KNX News. The LA Local is sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships, lacarguy.com. We're back tomorrow for the Carmageddon Friday edition. I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.